Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Tom Cruise did not disappoint last night, did he?
No. You know what? He's very polarizing to some people, but he is nonstop entertainment.
Yes, he is.
You know, doing the jump, doing the ride, as the Olympics transition now from Paris to Los Angeles, where Billie Eilish was waiting, where Red Hot Chili Peppers, where Snoop Dogg continued to entertain as well. So it was a nice closing ceremony, and I can't even imagine what kind of pandemonium it's going to be in Los Angeles when everything is there. The streets there already are insane to, you know, to drive and to try to get around L.A. I can't imagine what it's going to be like when they start closing off streets for the Olympics. And I think I heard that it's going to be mandatory that athletes have to take public transportation.
Yeah, see, the mayor of L.A. calling it it's going to be a no cars games. Mm. So that'll be interesting in L.A.
Yeah, what could possibly go wrong with that?
Yeah, I bet for the opening and closing ceremonies out there, they'll probably have like Industrial Light and Magic produce it. Don't
oh,
you think?
That would be incredible. I mean, if they get Hollywood Magic going with their ceremonies out there, it's going to be amazing.
And I of course didn't understand what they were saying or singing, but those French stars sounded great during the closing ceremonies. And then you had that singer do My Way. That was all pretty nice.
Yeah, she's apparently the My Way singer apparently is the most popular vocalist in France.
Hmm.
Just to show you, we think we're the center of the universe with everything, and that, you know, everything that is American is also worldwide, but there's so much more out there that we don't even know about.
Yep.
That's not completely on our radar, and I wish it was.
Well, let's talk about what happened at the box office in the movie theaters over the weekend.
Well, it was an interesting battle between two movies. Deadpool versus Wolverine has been the number one movie the past couple of weeks. Was it going to retain its spot in the number one position? And along comes this romantic drama that everyone has been talking about, the Blake Lively movie that is called It Ends With Us. Deadpool and Wolverine made $54 million. It Ends With Us nearly beat it. It took in $50 million over the weekend. Now, the interesting part about this is that Ryan Reynolds is one of the stars of the Deadpool movie. Blake Lively is the star of It Ends With Us. They are husband and wife. This is the first time since 1980, I think it was, that a husband and wife have held the number one and two positions in the box office. Hmm. That's when Bruce Willis had Die Hard 2 and Demi Moore had Ghost. And they were the top movies out there. But it's been these 34 years now since that kind of competition, husband-wife competition at the box office has taken place.
Interesting. The Disney Company recently made some big announcements. And was this mainly about the theme parks?
About the theme parks. They have what they call the D23 convention, fan convention, basically, where they unveil everything Disney. And they announced changes at the park. Changes with rides mm-hmm. are coming at the park. But I focused in on things that we'll be able to see in the movies and on TV series. And they announced that there will be a third Incredibles movie. There will be a fifth Toy Story movie. There will be a new TV series, which is based on the Inside Out movies, that'll be on Disney Plus. there will be an original movie called Hoppers about a girl who switches bodies with a robot beaver.
I would have loved to have been in the pitch meeting
right?
for that one.
Yeah, and you say that there's nothing new at the movies. There's going to be a robot beaver movie coming out next year. They announced there will be a new Avatar called Fire and Ash. There will be Freakier Friday. That's going to be the name of the Freaky Friday sequel that Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan are currently filming. For Star Wars fans, there'll be Season 2 of Andor, The Mandalorian, and Grogu movies. There will be a Disney Plus series, Skeleton Crew. And for Marvel, which is owned by Disney, there will be Daredevil Born Again. There will be Agatha All Along, which is a spinoff of WandaVision. There will be a new Captain America movie, Brave New World. And Fantastic Four First Steps is what that one's going to be called. So there's tons of stuff just from Disney coming soon.
Sounds like it. And you can't have a political rally without music, but not everybody's happy about that, are they?
No, this keeps happening over and over again. It did during the last election as well, where music was used by political campaigns without permission. This time, they may have messed with the wrong people. Celine Dion is not happy about all this. Her song, The Heart Will Go On, the song from Titanic, ironically, is being used by the Trump campaign at their rallies. And Celine Dion has said she has repeatedly asked them to stop using their music. It is unauthorized. She does not endorse any of this. The management now is saying that the campaign has used the song since last year, but they only just recently became aware of it, so they're deciding what to do. But in the meantime, the family of Isaac Hayes is actually suing for a similar reason. They have filed a lawsuit for the unauthorized use of the song Hold On, I'm Coming, the old Sam and Dave song.
Mm-hmm.
Isaac Hayes wrote that song. And his estate, Isaac Hayes, owns the rights to it. And they say that the Trump campaign has been using this song for exactly 134 times since 2022.
He's got a bill for him, huh?
They are suing for $3 million, saying that they have asked that their music not be used since they didn't get permission. They've been ignored, so now they're suing. There's been no comment from the Trump campaign on this.
Let's talk about what happened to this guy, the host of Catfish. I don't know what that is or anything about this guy.
Yeah, Catfish has become a term used when somebody pretends to be somebody that they're not on social media for the purpose of meeting somebody, dating somebody, connecting, you know, with somebody, having an online relationship with them, but they pretend to be somebody else. That's been called catfishing, and that term came to be because of this documentary that came out, it's got to be 10 years ago now, by a guy named Nev Schulman. This whole thing has became so popular, it also became an MTV series called Catfish, in which they go and investigate. You know, somebody will contact them saying, I'm trying to, you know, I've fallen in love with Debbie on social media, and she won't, you know, let me meet her. She won't, you know, I can't further the relationship. So this guy Nev and his partners go and investigate it, and often they find out that Debbie is like, you know, a 6'4", 300-pound guy who has been pretending to be somebody else. So that's what Catfish is. But Nev Schulman was riding his bike and got hit by a truck. Ugh. Broke his neck. He fractured two vertebrae in his neck. He was eventually able to walk around the hospital a little bit. But he is now saying that he's lucky to be alive. He is expected to make a full recovery.
Wow. Did you have fun talking to Jamie Lee Curtis and Cate Blanchett? I bet you did.
I did have a blast. This movie, Borderlands, is way underperforming at the box office. I'm not sure if it's safe to say that it's a bomb just yet, but it's not doing very well. It's an okay movie. I gave it a Dean's List C, but they had a great red carpet at the famous Chinese Theater in Hollywood last week. I was there, talked with the stars, Jack Black, Kevin Hart, and two Academy Award winners, Cate Blanchett and also Jamie Lee Curtis. This is not the kind of movie you would expect to find these two usually fairly serious actresses in. And they were definitely not super serious on the red carpet. Cate Blanchett showed up wearing a top that was made out of 102 metal spoons that were somehow, I don't know how they put it all together, but it was 102 metal spoons when she walked up to me on the red carpet.
This is the hit of the carpet.
Oh, well, no, I'm right next to the hit in the carpet.
Oh, no.
Those are individually attached
spoons.
Spoons.
Don't ask me to play them, because I won't.
It's fantastic. Look, I'm cooking now on our show. Oh, so now you've inspired me to put some spatulas on or something like that.
No, yeah, young female designer who won the LVMH
where?
Prize.
From where?
I think she's out of Copenhagen, I think.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Spectacular. This is not the kind of movie that we would expect to see either of you in. What or who inspired you to be part of Borderlands?
I've said this before, probably ad nauseum. I was offered a part in a movie that Cate was going to be in. And I just kept repeating, she's going to be in the movie? She's going to actually act in the movie. And there's a part where I'm going to be in the movie with her.
Meanwhile, I was having the same conversations
with my reps.
No, it's true. You just don't want to hear it.
It was just true. That was how it happened. And I was just thrilled to have an opportunity. I think she's a great artist and a great example of all of it. Being a woman, being an innovator, being an artist, being a conscious human being in the universe. Being an expander of ideas, this is the whole idea right here.
Freaky Friday coming back. How exciting is that?
Exciting. I'm going to work tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. Like we're in the middle of it. I took a couple days break to be able to come off and promote the movie. But yeah, I go back tomorrow morning.
About that, so they're right in the middle of filming the film now. We know will be called Freakier Friday. They announced that at that Disney Fest over the weekend, and the movie will be out sometime next year. But she's in it. Lindsay Lohan is in it. They're doing a little pre-publicity for it all. So kind of exciting.
So she's no stranger to fun films. Freaky Friday, right? So
well, yeah, that's true. But I mean, this is a full-out action movie. I mean, this is gunning people down with machine guns and doing triple somersaults and things that you would see, Dwayne The Rock Johnson doing, not things that you would expect to see especially Cate Blanchett.
Yeah.
I mean, she really kicks butt in this movie. It's a lot of people trashed the movie. They gave it a terrible review. I gave it a Dean's List C, which is average, but it's based on the strength of seeing these A-listers doing things that you never get to see them do.
Mm-hmm.
You get to see Cate Blanchett take out 50 guys with machine guns.
She probably had a good time.
It's kind of fun to watch that. So. That was what made it different for me.
Even actresses have to pay the bills.
I did have an actress once, they had a terrible movie, and I somehow, asked, I didn't say, why is your movie so terrible, but I said, how different is it from when you read the script to the final, when it finally comes to the big screen, and she goes, you know what, Dean? We all have mortgages to pay.
That's right.
So, yeah, I understand.
Thank you, Dean. We'll talk to you tomorrow.